to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully our guest this morning is going to be Dr. David Kennedy, but maybe he slept in. So let me tell you what he was going to talk about, because last night we watched the second of the DVDs that he has produced, and we're going to be offering on the subject of mercury. It's very difficult for the average individual to believe that anyone would be so evil as to intentionally and purposely and maliciously destroy the lives of 1 in 6 American children, and yet that's exactly what has gone on in America today. Back in the 1930s, the first cases of autism were described. The incidence of autism was 1 in 10,000 children. It was a very unusual disease. Today, it's 1 in 166. Acknowledged one in every 166 children, and since it's much more common in boys, 16 times more common in boys than in girls, you may be talking about 1 in every 40 or 50 boys is going to be autistic. And what a terrible tragedy it is to have a child who's growing and developing normally and you know, has passed all the regular landmarks that you have for a child. They begin to walk at the right time and talk at the right time. And then they go to the doctor, and the doctor would give them up to 6 or 9 vaccinations in the same day because it's so convenient. We've got the little one here, and we can give them all these vaccines at one time to protect their health. And then in a few days, the child begins to change. They begin to withdraw, and they lose their ability to talk, and they lose their ability to walk. And you go back to the doctor, and you say, what's happened? And, oh, well, it has nothing to do with the vaccines. The doctor is defensive. He's afraid that he's going to get sued, or people are going to believe that he had hurt a child, and he'd never intentionally hurt a child, because they've intentionally lied to the doctors and lied to the nurses and lied to the American people. And the people of the CDC know that there is a connection between the thimerosal and the vaccines. And some of them are saying, but, oh, if we told the public this, think of the outcry, think of the lawsuits, they wouldn't trust us anymore. And we've done so much good with the vaccines and controlling childhood diseases and saving the lives of children. And, well, if you go back and you read my articles on vaccines, you'll find out that the incidence of death from these childhood diseases had dropped dramatically prior to the advent of the use of vaccines. I always used to be a great vaccine supporter. And many people who are even critical of what's going on say that they're supporting vaccines today. They just want safe vaccines. But if you look at what was happening in the United States between 1900 and 1930, when some of these in the 40s, when these first routine vaccination came about, and then certainly by the time we got into the 1960s and some of the later vaccines that came about, and then, of course, the MMR vaccine, you'll find the incidence of measles and diphtheria and whooping cough and tetanus had dropped dramatically. And there were very, very few children who were dying in the entire country of these diseases. And why was this? Well, because we had better nutrition. This was a large part of it. We had really good public health. Children were isolated when they got the disease. And the incidence of death from childhood disease was negligible. Yes, every child who dies is a terrible tragedy. But when 1 in every 6 American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, autism, Asperger's disease, attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, speech disorder, learning disorder, reading disorder. 1 in 6 American children, and it could be one of your children as well. And the others may, many of them may have other manifestations you don't even pick up. Maybe they just don't have quite as high an IQ. Because there is nothing more toxic than mercury, and they've put mercury in the vaccines, and there is still mercury in the vaccines, and they're lying to you, and they're giving, encouraging children 6 months of age to take a mercury-laden vaccine, and they're giving it to women in the first trimester of their pregnancy, and they know how toxic this is. Why would they do it? Why, very simply, there are evil people. Population control is an important element in this whole thing, and of course, mercury interferes with reproduction, not only in the first generation, but certainly in the animal studies, in generation after generation after generation. And if you want to reduce the population, and if that is your major thrust to destroy humanity, God's highest creation, mankind, then of course you would support this sort of things that are going on today. Now, I'm not suggesting that the majority of people involved really understand, but some of them do. Some of them know exactly what's going on. And this is really what was so fascinating about this, the video we watched last night, because it was based upon a reporting by a Midwest television station who went out to try to find out the truth about what had happened. And they went into the Simpson Wood meeting, which was a secret meeting put on by the CDC with your tax money. Now, nothing like that's supposed to be secret, but it was, and everybody was told not to talk about what they learned there. And the text of this was secret, marked secret. A medical meeting? Why would it be secret? Are we trying to keep Osama bin Laden from learning what was there? No. They don't want the American people to know, and the only way they were able to get it out was Representative Weldon, who was a physician in Congress, was actually able to put pressure on the CDC and various other people to finally get this secret report released. And when you read through the transcripts, you realize they concluded there's a relationship between the mercury and the vaccines and autism, and you couldn't change it. And one of the people there said, well, I'm not going to have my children or any of my grandchildren get thimerosal, but we mustn't tell the public. And this is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. They're lying. Actually, you can get copies of that. I suppose we can always provide them, but I have to charge you because we did actually get the complete copy of the Simpson Wood story. But of course, you'll get that in my interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock in some of our 4-tape sets, and you can read the whole thing, or you can just hear the summary of it. But the government officials knew. In fact, the government official who worked for the CDC, who had come up with the statistics that showed the causal relationship between mercury and autism, worked for the CDC, and then he was hired by Glaxo. What does Glaxo do? Why, they produce the vaccine. And his story all of a sudden changed. We'll be right back here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branched Hanukkiahs and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also, a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning about hope was Dr. David Kennedy, and he has produced a great new DVD on Mercury. You need to get it. You need to get his other DVD that we have. It's entitled The Smoking Tooth, and shows you it really deals more with dental amalgam and the mercury and dental amalgam. But you have to understand that the elite want to engineer the population. And one of the most effective things is to destroy part of their mind, part of their intelligence, and with the water fluoridation, the use of NutraSweet, which, of course, has a profound neurological and permanent effect, and then mercury, which is the most deadly of all poisons. And so what are we doing? Well, you have to understand that thimerosal, which is the mercury compound in vaccines, is the same thing as methylate. And you go down to this store today and you try to buy methylate or mercurochrome, and you can't buy it. Why? Because it was outlawed by the government. It was too toxic to put on the skin. So we put it in the vaccines, and we inject it into our children, and we give them 9 vaccinations all at one time with a deadly neurotoxin that will destroy the neurons in the child's brain. How could you be that stupid? Unintentionally. Dr. Kennedy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we watched your video that you sent us, the program put on by Mark Geyer and his son, David, and that is really a very effective tool. Although, some of it's a little scientific. I mean, certainly that is almost, what, a 15, 20-minute segment there of the television reporter going around and talking to all these people from the government who are obviously lying.
Did they look like a bunch of liars?
Oh, my goodness, especially this one fellow who's the public health official who insists that there's no relationship, and when asked why he hasn't read all the studies, he said, well, I have other things to do. And then he goes to work for the vaccine manufacturer. That the height of hypocrisy is so many of the people who are poisoning our children then get plus jobs with lots of money from the vaccine manufacturers.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. I think that just nails the autism vaccine link, that they did a wonderful job and explain how they had to actually get an act of Congress to get the data back from the liars. It's just an amazing story. And that the follow-up story is that they have now another study showing that when they took the mercury out of most, not all, but most of the children's vaccines, there's been a dramatic drop in the number of new cases of autism. So, it's a cause and effect relationship. You put mercury in the children's bodies, the autism goes up. You take it out, the autism goes down.
And of course, it poisons the reproduction. But the most tragic thing, it poisons and destroys their brain. And you even show the pictures of, what happens when you have these neurons from the brain, these little nerve cells growing in culture, and you add a little thimerosal, just a fraction of what the children would be getting, and you could see those neurons just drying up in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, and that's what one of the studies that the Academy of Oral Medicine funded was the video and the animation of that. It's so obvious to everybody that's even looked at mercury, and that mercury from any source is a cause of huge problems in humans. And that, dental fillings, are the principal source, but in this case, in infants, infants don't have any teeth. Where are they getting the mercury? They're either getting it from the mother's fillings going through her bloodstream into the baby, or from medications. And then, you know, it just doesn't make any sense at all to either give the mother medication like the flu shot with mercury or Rogam. Or the baby, tetanus has mercury in it. So, you know, the tetanus toxoid vaccine. So, you know,
isn't it clever they say, we've taken it out of the childhood vaccines.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, but they don't mention they've left it in all the vaccines they're going to give to infants and to children. They've just taken it out of the childhood vaccines, and they play the somatic games, and one in six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality of some sort.
And one in six American children are born with mercury levels high enough to cause a neurodevelopmental problem. So, you know, it's connected. I can't tell you how irritating that is to me to have all these government bureaucrats, people making big dollars, you know, nice, secure jobs, and what they do is they sit around and figure out how to protect their job, not the children.
Well, not only that, but, of course, I believe, having been to the CDC and talked to some of these people personally, some of them are evil and wicked people who have all sorts of arguments to justify their effort to hurt the American people and to harm and actively do harm to them. I know that's very difficult for some people to believe. They think it's just, oh, they want to protect themselves or they want to protect the vaccine programs. But there really are, in my estimation, evil and wicked people out there who have no regard for humanity. In fact, they hate humanity. And where would you do the most harm? Why, working in public health or working at the CDC. But some of the evidence, you know, as far as the relationship between the vaccines and the thimerosal that was, you know, in those vaccines and the autism, would you like to talk about, was it the Simpsonwood study? I think that's so fascinating.
They put together a meeting of experts, and they all went down to Research Triangle Park in Simpsonwood, and they sat there and these pontificated about the problem of mercury in vaccines, and they sat around and said blah blah blah, and the head of the thing says, well, you know, I sure don't want any of my grandchildren to have any of these vaccines, but I think we need to study this some more. And you know, they obviously knew that the vaccine was a problem, but they basically set out to cover up the problem. I don't think that's an appropriate function of government, to cover up health problems that their programs are creating. And that's exactly what they did at Simpsonwood, and I thought they did a very good job of discussing it. If you're going to have a meeting like that, you don't want to have a stenographer taking notes. But they have the thing recorded,
and of course it was then marked top secret, and even members of Congress couldn't get it until they, you know, put such pressure on the CDC, they had to release the minutes of the secret meeting. Now, what in medicine should be so secret that the public can't know?
Malpractice.
And of course, you remember that George Herbert Walker Bush was on the board of Eli Lilly. And Eli Lilly was the one who produces the thimerosal. They don't make vaccines anymore. They just put the thimerosal, make the thimerosal that puts in the vaccines. And when they tried to pass the original Homeland Security Act, somebody in the middle of the night, without knowledge of anybody else, snuck into the legislation the fact that the producer of thimerosal could never be sued. And it was done without the knowledge of the members of Congress. What does that have to do with Homeland Security? Absolutely nothing. But they knew they'd get that legislation through, because who could be against Homeland Security, especially when we're when Osama bin Laden is threatening us, so we have to protect the people, and that's why we put the legislation in, you know, to protect Eli Lilly. And of course, fortunately, and this was pressure from the White House that did it. Speaker of the House admitted he was asked by the White House to do it. Of course, George W. Bush is the son of George Herbert Walker Bush, who had been on the board of Eli Lilly. So you can see how this incestuous relationship works. But what about the children? Nobody seems to be worried about the children. And the government officials say, we don't know where autism comes from, but don't get it treated. Don't, you know, we'll just go ahead and appropriate more billions of dollars for speech therapists. So maybe these people could have a possible life. And yet there are treatments, aren't there, David, that really were discussed in this video that you...
Yeah, it has to do with get the mercury out of the kid.
Sure.
These are non-excretors. They can't excrete mercury. These children are unable to get the mercury out of their body, so medicine has to intervene, and that there are ways to remove mercury, and there are nutrients that help the child deal with the problems of having too much mercury in their body. So the doctors that are having good success in actually reversing some of the problems of autism are the ones that basically focus on what's wrong with the child, and that you can't fix it by saying what's wrong with the government, but you can fix it by saying what's wrong with the child.
Sure.
And you get the mercury out, you balance the endocrine system of the body, and you put the you get the body to go back together. And even though they claim that they've got all the mercury out of the vaccines for children, if you actually read on them, they don't. Is that all the media that this stuff is grown on has some thimerosal in it, so that to prevent bacterial infection in the media. And so then what they're doing is they're saying there's no added mercury, but there's still mercury in the vaccines. And there's some vaccines, such as Rogam, your flu vaccine, and your tetanus, that have added mercury. So, that it's just insane. You just can't get these people to pay attention.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to your doctor and he wants to give you a shot, ask if there's mercury in it, and he will tell you no. You ask to see the package insert. Doctor doesn't read the package insert. He'll say, I didn't know it was there. And that's true. He didn't know it was there, but he has an obligation. And you have an obligation to tell him about this. And Dr. Kennedy has two great DVDs on mercury. One is the Smoking Tooth. That's how you can order it. What's the name of the other one? Because we'll want you to send 10 of those as well. And we're going to try to get people to watch that. Because the 20-minute segment of the investigative reporting by the television station was great. Because they talked to all the principals. And you can see these government officials. Boy, you never saw such shifty eyes in all your life.
Well, if you were a cop, you'd have to arrest them right on the spot.
Right.
Thimerosal and developmental disorders, I think, is the... And so that your listeners know, they don't write mercury on the little package insert that comes with the vaccine. They call it thimerosal.
Right.
Well, what's that? That's ethyl mercury. That's one of the most toxic forms of mercury we got. Methyl mercury is hugely toxic. Ethyl is just as toxic. It's just different. It causes different problems, not the same problems. So it's amazing what they how many times they can lie. So developmental disorders, their Geyer is the people to give them the talk. And yeah, you're right. It is kind of technical, but you can snooze through that part. But the key thing on that is that here are these leading world scientists, and that once they actually uncovered for themselves that there was a problem with thimerosal, the people causing the problem proceeded to use the power of government to try to keep them from being able to ethically report the problem to the medical and world community. And I think one, you're guilty, and then when you try to obstruct justice, you're really guilty. And so it's no different than the mafia. It's just bad.
Well, of course, the feeling is, look, if the public ever knew the truth, why, first of all, they wouldn't trust the government for all the other vaccine programs that they claim are so beneficial.
There's no reason to trust them anyway.
That, it would simply bankrupt the major companies that are producing the vaccines. And then who would produce the vaccines that we're giving throughout the world? Incidentally, the ones that we're giving throughout the world, because we're so concerned about those little black and brown children, they're all laden with the mercury. They haven't taken it out there. They know what they're doing. I mean, they can actually produce this without thimerosal, but they've chosen not to do it. And we have to ask ourselves why.
They were talking about that batch of vaccine that they had made up in Europe, and none of the European countries would use thimerosal in the vaccines, and they say, oh, we're going to get rid of it. Oh, send it to America. They don't care, and I think that's the bottom line. We don't care here about our children, about the health of the nation. And if you allow industry through the air or the water or through vaccines, or the food supply to destroy your children, you've allowed your country to be destroyed, because the country lives on and thrives on the health of the children, because that's the next generation. So if you destroy a generation, your country ends in that generation. It doesn't wobble on or anything else. It just dies. And that's what we're doing in this country. We're putting fluoride in the water to cause lead levels to go up in the children. We're putting thimerosal in their arms to cause mercury to bang around inside their brain. We're putting mercury fillings in the children's teeth so that when they have children, if they can, they're also poisoned.
And in Europe, most of the European countries, many of them, have certainly banned the mercury fillings, or certainly discouraged them. Here in America, we encourage it. Are we wrong, or are they wrong? We'll be right back.
And everyone, that when you take to the road this holiday, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This message is courtesy of Donaldson & Company Realty at 3384 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, where service is more than a word, it's the most important part of their business. Trust their years of experience and expertise to handle all of your real estate needs. That's Donaldson & Company Realty at 970-493-6698.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy, who's a dentist and certainly a good friend. He's retired now after many years, but spending his retirement years trying to educate people on really what's happening. And, of course, he's got some great DVDs, which we're carrying. Of course, you can get my interviews with Dr. Kennedy from Radio Liberty. But his DVD on mercury, the first one is called The Smoking Tooth. It's for about 28 and a half minute segments that is the video on fluoride. That's called Let the Truth Be Told. The Smoking Tooth is what, about just about an hour, isn't it?
It's close to an hour, and it covers the problems with dental fillings and how to get them out safely.
All right, and then, of course, the second one really gets more into the mercury that they put into the vaccines that have been so disastrous. And what's the title of that DVD?
Thimerosal and Neurodevelopmental Disorders, and that's an excellent one, especially if you've got any interest in preventing the damage to the children and yourself through the flu vaccine. And, you know, it's about the thimerosal or the mercury, ethyl mercury, that they've been putting in the shots that they've been giving the kids and adults for the last, since 1930s. And it's causing everything from Alzheimer's to autism.
Sure, but the thing is that everybody's not going to get this because most people can excrete the mercury. But there's certain children have genetic abnormalities, and they can't excrete the mercury. It accumulates in their brain with the disastrous effects. If you've ever seen a child with autism, you want to cry. So these DVDs are available from Radio Liberty. The one, which is Let the Truth Be Told on Fluoride, and then there's another one, Dr. Kennedy, it distributes and we carry, Is Your Drinking Water Safe? And then, of course, the two on mercury. And then we carry Dr. Kennedy's book entitled How to Save Your Teeth. But do you have a website that you'd like to put out, David?
Yes. Let's give them the IAOMT website, because that has where you can find physicians and dentists that are knowledgeable on the mercury problem. It's www.iaom, as in mother, T as in tango, IAOMT.org.
And that stands for the International
Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology.
Right.
And a phone number, in case they want to call, is 863-420-6373. And we'll give that again in the program.
All right. And the important thing is, if you have mercury fillings, do not run to your dentist and tell him to take them out. Because if he's not specially trained, you may end up getting mercury toxicity. In fact, I've had one woman that wanted me to put her on, and she had her fillings taken out by a dentist who did not take the precautions, and she got mercury toxicity and destroyed her life.
That happens way too often. Is that if mercury is a problem, it's not a problem for everyone. It's a problem for some people. And if it's a problem for some people, the thing to do is to not expose them to more mercury, and that's what the protocols of the IMT do. It's called patient and staff protection. And you basically make sure that you encapsulate all that mercury. You put a huge vacuum right beside the tooth. You run cold water on it all the time. You isolate the area with the rubber dam. You cut the filling into two pieces with a burr, not a diamond, and then you take the two pieces out. And then you put it in a hazardous waste recycler and keep the mercury from getting into the patient or getting into the environment, and you send it to a hazardous waste recycler where it has to, by law, go.
And I think it's so interesting. I mean, the average individual ought to be smart enough to realize that if this is considered a hazardous waste, the dentist, by law, cannot put this simply into the trash to be sent to the trash dump. Why would you want to take that same mercury filling and put it in somebody's mouth? Because this is a mercury filling. It's not a silver filling, and it is constantly vetting mercury. And that's why you want to see the video of the smoking tooth, because you'll actually see why the tooth, I think, which has had mercury filling in it for 25 years and still vetting the mercury.
You can photograph. Mercury vapor is invisible to the naked eye. But if you put an ultraviolet light on it that's at the 540 angstrom range with a fluorescent screen in the background in a completely dark room, you can see it. And so here's this tooth that's 25 years old, got an old filling in it, and he sits there and warms it to the same temperature as the human body and holds it up, and it's smoking like maybe a cigarette or something like that. And then he warms it up to 110 degrees, and it looks like he's got a huge cigar there. If he put it in Starbucks coffee at 140 degrees, it'd look like a forest fire. The mercury comes off those fillings every time you do anything to them, like chew on them or warm them with your tongue or whatever else. So it's a falsehood, what has been sold you by the dentists and the trade association, that mercury doesn't leave these fillings. Every time anybody's ever measured the bodies of people that have these fillings, they find that the amount of mercury in their brain, heart, liver, kidney, any organ you want to measure, jawbone, the amount of mercury is proportional to the number of teeth that have fillings. So, you know, it is just a public relations that claims there's no mercury coming off the fillings. There are tons of mercury coming off these fillings. As a matter of fact, speaking of tons, they use about 50 tons of mercury a year, putting it in the American's mouth, and the largest body of mercury on the planet is walking around in the American's teeth. It's amazing, you know, because there's, I think it was estimated that there's something like 250 tons of mercury in people's teeth, and you know that just dwarfs the problems of coal fire plants and et cetera, et cetera. So people are getting a ton of mercury, and it's not from the fish, it's not from the air, it's not from the food, it's from their own dentist.
And, you know, it's so incredible, David. We tell people, you got to be careful eating fish. You know, there's mercury in the fish. And, oh, pregnant women shouldn't be eating fish because they want to protect the child in their womb. And then, of course, they put the mercury fillings in sometimes even during the pregnancy, you know. But even if a woman is going to have children, she should not do it when she has the mercury fillings in her mouth, because they're going to be venting mercury. And you mentioned one time that even when they check the cord blood, you know, of a children or delivered, don't many of these children, you know, before they're even born, have high levels of mercury?
Yes, that the one out of six, the umbilical cord, the blood in the umbilical cord, the lifeblood of the baby in the womb, one out of six, the mercury is so high that the baby will be born with neurological damage. And which is just fits perfectly with the number of children in society, and that so when you want to talk about a healthy pregnancy or having a child that's not damaged, that the safest way is to lower the mother's level of mercury in her blood, and that there are studies clear back from 1981. Snap and Savary took mercury fillings out carefully using all the protections that the IMT recommends, and then they showed that in just 214 days, there was a 90% drop in the amount of mercury in the bloodstream of these individuals. So since the fetus is not exposed to the mother's breath until after, you know, the fetus isn't exposed to the mother's breath, the blood is the only thing that the fetus sees about the mother. And so by lowering the level of mercury in the mother's blood, you would protect the fetus. And so if you intend to get pregnant, lower the blood level 7 months before you get pregnant.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. David Kennedy. If you have a question, why, give us a call. 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, it is my contention that there are people who believe in engineering of society. And one of the things they, in fact, you can go back and read the quotations of the people from the Rockefeller Foundation back in the early part of the last century, talking about how we'll make the public, the common people, moldable in our hands. And, of course, Bertrand Russell writing in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, and 1953, page 50, talking about through diet, injections, and injunctions, we will mold the minds of the children. Well, we can imagine what they're putting in the diet, but what are they putting in the injections? Bertrand Russell understood exactly what this was about. He just didn't want us common folks to know. Anybody would like the pages from his book, we'll be glad to send them. We got permission from the people who hold the copyright to reduplicate those pages. Through diet, injections, and injunctions, we will mold the minds of the children. Well, David, you know, is there any place where people can get the scientific studies, any website you could think of where people could go to get the information on Dr. Geyer and his son who've done such heroic work on this and gone through all these databases and shown that the government knows, you know, the difference between the children who get the thimerosal and those who don't. Is there any place people can read about that?
The families that are battling the autism problem, mothers against autism or mothers against amalgam, have a pretty good website. I don't know what that is off the top of my head, but if they got an internet, type in Google and type in autism or thimerosal. Thimerosal is thimerosal. Google will help you with that. I love that thing.
Right.
You'll find a ton of information. But reading the studies is one thing, and we've done that. It's a good way to go. But for the average individual, I tell them get those videos. You know, make them a deal on all three of them, and have them get a handful of those videos and pass them out like M&Ms for Christmas cards. You know, so. Because the public needs to know what's going on, and the reason that we've made these videos is so that it's really easy to transfer the information. Technical information is difficult to get it to go from person to person, and that's just simply the nature of technical information. It's how come it took so long for mankind to learn how to light a fire, but with the help of video, it's much, much easier for us to transfer knowledge, and that's why, you know, in my retirement years, I've gone to work on video instead of writing more books, because books are good, but video is so much easier, and it's so much quicker, and it's so much clearer to the person that sits down and watches it. So that's what my recommendation is. The IAOMT website has a ton of information about safe removal of amalgam and the research that we've done over the last 20 years showing the mercury's coming off of them. There's even a little internet version of the smoking teeth there that runs for about 8 minutes. So, they can kind of get a preview if they'd like. And it's lots of information on that website, even how to find a dentist. You put in your area code or your zip code, and up pop the members that who are in your area. And I recommend that you get somebody that's actually taken the time to become accredited or become a master of the technique. So that's actually listed on their listing there. So,
well, on the December 11th U.S. News and World Report, there's a picture there on the front. It's a woman's face, sort of looked little blank. The new face of Alzheimer's. Why more young people than ever are falling prey to this devastating disease? And what you can do, the push for a cure. Well, of course, they're not really trying to get to the bottom of this. They know what it is. What are those figures? People who have Alzheimer's disease have, 6 times more mercury in their brains than people who don't?
four times, but you know, the first time they found that out was 1987. That was Marksberry and Eamon study back in the University of Kentucky. And what did the National Institute of Mental Health do? They stopped funding the studies. You know, hey, wait, we found something very significant. Well, then there's no need to study it anymore. And so, you know, as the minute that they began to show that Alzheimer's was linked to industry and dentistry, they stopped studying the issue. And then so they start looking at the amyloid plaque. The amyloid plaque is a byproduct of the destroyed cells in the brain. It's, you know, it's kind of like looking at the ashes after the house is burned down. That didn't cause the fire. The ashes aren't the problem. It's the fire that's the problem.
And it's so tragic because there are wicked people who know, but you see, they're engineering society. And, of course, there really are too many people, aren't there? And the older people are just a drain on society. After all, they're going to destroy the Medicare and Social Security system if they live too long. And there are studies that show a definite causal relationship between the flu influenza vaccine, you know, and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Fudenberg's work shows, do you know that Dr. Fudenberg's work, that quotation, where he showed 1,000% increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease after people foolishly took their flu shots for, you know, four or five over a 5-year period.
You know, I am not familiar with that, but I believe it. You know, that squirting mercury into somebody's body is not a good idea, and that there is a substantial percentage of the population simply do not excrete mercury well, and that and then there's also the other problem that people have a lot of fillings may have maxed out their ability to excrete mercury, so that there's another percentage of the population who do excrete mercury that just can't get it out because they're getting too much in, and that's people who got a lot of fillings in their teeth. And so you put those two groups together, and you got 1 out of 10 people with Alzheimer's. Is that a horrible figure? I mean, you know, and that, you know, you talk about damage to the healthcare system. These people don't die; they just, the lights go out and the brain dies.
Sure.
And look at Ronald Reagan. He lived, God rest his soul, he lived another 20 years after he couldn't tell what day it was. So that's a huge drain on the economy of any society. And talk about damage to the family. Poor Nancy. You have to care for these people, and they don't, you know, can't help you. It causes personality changes. Sometimes they become angry and violent. It's not what you'd wish for anybody's health or retirement years. And yet, you know, it's caused by mercury. There's no question in my mind that mercury is a principal ingredient in the damage that causes Alzheimer's disease. And yet, what are they doing about it? Encouraging more. Oh, the seniors should get their flu shot. Well, give me a break. The flu shot still has mercury in it. Well, let's give all these old people some more mercury.
It doesn't make sense, David. And so often people come to me and say, all of these things don't make sense. Well, they do make sense if you understand what's really going on. Our guest, Dr. David Kennedy, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniel Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dr. David Kennedy. If you'd like to get his two DVDs on water fluoridation, if you're only going to get one, I'm going to get the one entitled Let the Truth Be Told. The one is called Is Your Drinking Water Safe? The other is Let the Truth Be Told. They're both on water fluoridation. You need to understand they're poisoning our children. And then, of course, there's two DVDs on mercury. And the first one the second one is the one on thimerosal. The first one, you can just ask for the DVD on mercury, and we'll be glad to get it. So Let the Truth Be Told is the one on fluoride. Is your drinking water safe? The second one, either the one on thimerosal or the smoking tooth. Both of them are important. Both of them are different. You need to get the information. Now, if you find what we're saying is, oh, this couldn't be true, and you'd like to see just a copy of the page from Dr. Fudenberg's website, his abstract of his article on the relationship between the influenza vaccine and Alzheimer's disease, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll send you a copy of the page of the abstract of the article. But you see, they can't let the American people know this. That's why U.S. News and World Report and Time and Newsweek always carrying articles on mercury or Alzheimer's disease, but they're never going to tell you the real cause, because this is part of a massive experiment on controlling society. And you certainly don't want smart slaves in the feudalistic system, do you? And that's exactly where we're headed, because we're dealing with organized evil, people who relish the thought of damaging the minds of children. There really are evil and wicked people out there, and when you understand that, when you understand there really are people who worship Satan, then it all makes sense. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get Ted Flynn's wonderful book, The Hope of the Wicked. You need to get Malachi Martin's Hostage to the Devil, Father Malachi Martin, and you can get that along with my four interviews with him, my four tape set, and The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. You get them both together at a specially reduced cost. And if you want to get all of those DVDs that Dr. Kennedy's put out, we can give you maybe $10 off on the four of them. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You really need to think about getting my talk on water fluoridation, because it's called The Hidden Agenda, and there's a great syllabus with it that actually has all the scientific studies. We got permission from the magazine Fluoride to print the abstracts. Read them and weep and understand what they're doing to the minds and bodies of our children and of the population of this country. And, of course, a lot of the water fluoridation is aimed at blacks, because blacks, if you are in an area where the water is fluoridated and you're black, why, your blood level of lead is six times that of normal. It doubles, the lead level in whites doubles, the blood level of lead in Hispanics goes up four times, the blood level of lead in blacks goes up six times. And there is no safe level of lead in the blood, but it goes up because of the water fluoridation and pulling the hydrofluorosilicic acid seems to pull lead out of everything, whether it be out of the atmosphere, out of the food, everything, and gets it right into the brain. What a terrible, terrible tragedy going on today. You can help us. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please try to prove us wrong. Get the fact. You're involved. You really care about your children. You care. care about America. Till Monday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333.